I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Iranian government may throw out the apostasy death penalty from the Islamic Penal Code bill. Adele Conadike, a Voice of the Martyrs Canada, says
there are recommendations that what was passed in September would be dropped, so the death penalty would not be required for apostasy.
Both Christians and Iranians are growing tired of the dictatorial regime and are asking God for relief. Pray for the believers in Iran. Evangelism is banned and other forms of outreach are scrutinized, so continued ministry is tricky. Next, Buckner International is putting on hold all short-term trips to Honduras because of the presidential turmoil there. They have 10 scheduled for the remaining part of 2009. The future of those trips will be determined as the political situation changes and their local staff assesses safety issues. Their main office is in the capital, where the unrest is centered. Buckner had doubled their scheduled trips to Honduras this year. Pray that things settle down so the trips can resume. And 75 years ago, Slava Gospel Association was founded by an immigrant who came to Christ at Moody Church in Chicago. Since then, thousands of pastors have been trained and churches planted. SGA's president, Bob Provost, says they'll be celebrating God's faithfulness through worship. While more than 500 North American pastors have gone to train in the former Soviet Union, September 28th will be different.
This will be the first time in all of history that there's been a conference where Russian pastors will be teaching Americans. And the general theme for the conference is serving Christ victoriously in troubling times.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Global Action Touch the World trip to India. If your name is drawn, Global Action will be sending you to India to distribute blankets to the needy during the winter months. Activate your name at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.